Listener Production.
Hey, Tessa Randello here with you. The Tassie Premier's urging us to look past the stadium and what it could mean for the state as a whole. It comes after criticism of the project was amplified following the cost analysis being revealed last week, showing the state would only get half of the $750 million investment returned. Premier Jeremy Rockliffe says the stadium would bring economic benefits for the area.
Once completed, $85 million a year being injected into our community. And these projects bring so much economic activity, and people invest in and around. And that's been evident in the Adelaide Oval upgrade, Townsville, Perth.
The PM's lost a couple of fans over the past few weeks, with today's Essential poll showing Anthony Albanese's approval rating has fallen from 60% to 55%. It's a similar tale for disapproval rating. It's up 27% last month to 31%. Briefly, the Jack Jumpers CEO wants to see My State Bank Arena revamped to seat more people. There are currently more Jackies fans than seats. The support for an Indigenous voice to Parliament is dropping nationally. A Resolve poll in today's Age shows the number of Aussies planning to vote yes in a referendum has dropped from 53% to 47%. And you only have until Friday to get a free licence from Services Tasmania if you're involved in the Optus hack. Novak Djokovic has proved any concerns over a troublesome hamstring were not an issue to breeze past Aussie Alex de Minaur overnight in the Australian Open. He won in straight sets, taking Djokovic just over 2 hours. That's the last Australian in the Australian Open. And the Jack Jumpers are preparing for playoffs rematch against Sydney this weekend. Point guard Josh Maget reckons the Kings will come out swinging.
They'll be ready to go. They'll have a week of prep just like we will. They're a super talented team, but I don't think them losing two in a row coming into the game will change anything. They'll be ready to go, and they'll be tough out.